Harper Audio presents Missing, The Secrets of Crittenden County, Book 1, by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Performed by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication to Cindy. Thank you for believing in me. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Psalm 86, verse 7. It's better to make new mistakes than to repeat old ones. Amish proverb. Chapter 1. Perry was the sort to say one thing and do the exact opposite, but surely most boys are like that. Beth Ann Borntrager. Despite her reservations, Abby Anderson cut through the Miller's land. Crooked Creek was rising, which meant the low-lying areas were at risk for flooding. But the Amish family's property was right in between the high school and her house, and crossing the Miller's fields instead of going around saved a lot of time. Besides, it wasn't like she had much of a choice. If she wanted to hang out with Jessica and Emily, she needed to get over her fear of trespassing.
Hurry, Abby, if we don't get to the thicket of trees fast, someone from school is gonna see us,
Jessica called over her shoulder. Abby bit her tongue so she wouldn't blurt out that they shouldn't have been there in the first place, especially not so they could sit around and smoke. With every step, she felt worse about her decision. But she couldn't change her mind now. Right as they got near the thicket, a light rain started falling, soaking her sweatshirt and making her hair frizz. Well, of course it was raining. Did it ever not rain in March in Kentucky? They tromped on, deeper into the woods, closer to the swollen creek, following Jessica, who was heading toward what looked like a pile of logs and rocks. Abby tried not to look as nervous as she felt, but with every step she half expected to hear Mr. Miller yell at them in Pennsylvania Dutch. Everyone knew he didn't like people trespassing on his property.
Hey, you think we should maybe turn around?
No, Jessica said as she pulled out her pack of cigarettes and popped one in between her lips. Your problem, Abby, is that you need to learn to relax. As she approached the pile of rubble, Abby knew relaxing wasn't her problem. Her problem was that she was trying too hard to fit in, to make friends with girls she had nothing in common with.
Come on, Abby, sit down,
Emily said as she perched on one of the biggest rocks, her feet balancing on a nearby pile of wood. After lighting up, she leaned back on her elbows.
This is the perfect hiding spot. I bet a lot of kids have hung out here doing stuff they shouldn't.
She waggled her brows.
I bet even Amish ones.
Jessica tossed a stub down before lighting up another Marlboro. Well, I don't know what they'd be doing, singing Amish songs? Emily giggled.
That's what they do, right? Sing when they date?
Abby rolled her eyes as her two friends started singing off key. She knew singings were when Amish teenagers got together on Sunday nights. Sure, they sang, but they goofed off, too, and just hung out. But she knew her girlfriends could care less about that. What she really wished was that they'd stop singing so no one would hear them, or that they'd want to stop smoking and get out of the rain, or that she was brave enough to just go home. She sighed as Emily passed over the Marlboros and lighter. Nervously, she took a cigarette and lit it. But after two experimental puffs, Abby started to feel sick. She didn't want to smoke, and she didn't want to get in trouble.
Look, I'm just gonna go home. If my parents find out that I didn't come straight home from school, I'm going to get grounded again.
But instead of waving her off, Jessica gave her a look, then grabbed Abby's backpack. Nope, she said coldly.
You've got to stay here.
Jess, I've got to go.
Stay. Relax.
Come on, hand it over.
How about you come and get it?
Jessica said with a grin. Tired of the game, Abby reached out, but as soon as she did, Jessica turned and threw the backpack behind her, hard. Abby watched as it sailed through the air and disappeared into the brush about 20 feet away.
Jess, come on, I can't believe you threw it in the dirt.
It's no big deal. Just get it and go home.
Too upset to speak, Abby stomped over to where she saw the bag land. As the rain fell, she swiped the wet hair from her eyes and started searching through the brush. But she didn't see her backpack anywhere. Bending down, she pulled some brush away, uncovering a gaping hole. Great. That was so her luck. Only her backpack would get tossed down some ditch on the Miller's land. She got on her hands and knees to see how deep the hole went and whether her bag was at the bottom. Leaning over, she spotted the orange knapsack on top of a crumpled body. When she screamed, the other girls came running. And then the three of them just stood there, staring at her orange backpack and a dead Amish guy in a hole, under a pile of brush, in the middle of the Miller's farm, where they never should have been in the first place.